Hold on. Okay, we're in Parak Vav Hilchos Shavuos. And what the Rambam is going to discuss in this parak essentially has to do with how to get out of a shvua. In other words, once a person makes a shvua, he's bound by it. And let's say a person regrets making the shvua, how does he get released from it? And all the cases in Parak Vav will deal with the various situations that emerge where a person, whether he can or can't get out of the shvua. So in Lecha Aleph, the Rambam says, Misha Nishba Shvuas Bitoy. So if a person makes a shvuas bitoy, then nichem al shvuaso, he regrets it. Says doesn't want. He regrets making the shvua. Of course, this took place after the period of time where normally, if he did regret it, i.e., k'toch shtei dibor, he could have retracted it. The rosh hu mitzta'er, okay, and he sees that if he abides by the shvua, he's going to suffer. Im mikayim shvuazu, okay. And if he goes ahead with the shvua, he's going to suffer tremendously. V'nevcha daito l'das acheres, and basically, he changes his mind. Or for instance, let's say he made a shvua about X, and then it turns out he was missing some information. He didn't realize something. And he wouldn't have made the shvua had he known that thing. So what does he have to do? So either he goes to one chacham or three regular people. So either the chacham or the three regular people can release him from a shvua. And then, once he's released from the shvua, he can go ahead and do the thing that he swore he wouldn't do. Oh, shelo lasos davarish nishvo lasoso, or the opposite. V'zeo anikra heter shvuos. Okay, so this is kind of the Rambam's instruction. This is called heter shvuos, and essentially it's the method to get you out of, to release you from a shvua. Alacha beis, v'davar zeinu ikra klal b'torah shebichtav. If we go through the Torah, or the written Torah, we'll never see any indication whatsoever that you can get out of a shvua. Elokach lomdu b'moshe rabbeinu epi ha-kabbalah. Of course, this is Torah Shavu'al Peh. Shezeh kasuv lo yachol dvaro, right? The Torah says that you should not be mechalal the Shem Hashem. Shelo yichal hu ba'atzmo derach kalus rosh b'se'et nefesh. Okay, so what's the idea? That you should not, abuse and take advantage of and treat lightly the area Shavu'ah. Shenemar v'chilalta Hashem elkecha. That's one thing. Aval inichem, but if he genuinely regrets what he did, v'chazer bo chacham matula. So if he, in other words, in order to make sure that a person doesn't take shvuos lightly, they kind of deduce that he would have to be required to go through the process of going to chacham to release himself from the shvuah. Halacha gimel. Vein adam yachol lahatir shvuos atzmo. That person can't release himself from his own shvuah. Vein adam rasha lahatir shvuah neder makom yesh galdem enu b'chachma. And not only that, a person cannot release someone from a shvuah or a neder when there's someone greater than him in wisdom. And let's say he lives in an area where his Rebbe is, he cannot matir shvua without his Rebbe knowing. I mean, his Rebbe would have to consent to him being able to matir the shvua. Okay, lachadal. Nishba hu ben ish ben isha. Okay, so the person who made the shvua, who comes before the chacham, it doesn't matter what their gender is, vena osis shaliach li shalo al nidra. You can't have a shaliach get you out of a neder. Okay? However, a husband is allowed on behalf of his wife to send a shaliach to say that his wife changed her mind. As long as there are three people, well, let's say the court's in session, it's the best way to describe that. But you shouldn't create a beis din, so to speak, to matir a shvuah in such a situation. But you can't serve, he can't become a shaliach to matir the nether of his wife's nether. She must go herself, she must go herself. Allah, hey. Now, how does this work? Ketzah matir. So how does it work to get someone out of their shvua? Yabo anishva l'chacham amuvak. All right, so the person who made the shvua goes either to the chacham, olu shlosh hedyotos, or to the three regular people, imen shem mumcha. V'omra ani nishvati al kach v'kach v'nichamte. So what did the person say? He says, I made a shvua about this, and I regret it. So if I had known ahead of time that I would suffer so greatly by making the shvuah, right? Or what it called, I'd feel such discomfort about this. I would never have made the shvuah. And if my intent at the time of the shvuah is like how I feel now, I never would have made the shvuah. Either the chacham or the best of the three, Omer Lo says to him, "Kvarni chamta, They say, just to make it official, he changed her mind. Who Omer lo hein? He says yes. Choser v'omelo. Okay, they go back to him and say, shari lacha or mutter lacha or machal lacha. L'chol chliotzer bin zeh v'chol lasha. They say to him, it's mutter for you, or it's you're absolved. Your machal literally is forgiven, but the point is that it's released. You're good to go. Avayim omer lo mofralach or nekrosh v'waska. L'chol chliotzer bin zeh. But they don't use that formula. Rather, what do they say? They say it's mivatal to you, or they say it's uprooted. Okay. Lo amar klum. They didn't say anything. She'ein meifar el habal o ha'av, because nullifying shvua only can take place by a husband or a father. Aval chacham ino omer el lashav hatara mechila. So as we've seen all along in the choshruas, the language you use is the most important thing. It has to be precise. So in this case, the chacham must use either the language of being matirit or mechila. He can't use hefa. Okay, lach habal hakrovim kshir mahatir nedar mishvuas. So you see, this is not a normal judicial process. Relatives are able to go ahead and matir a neder or shvua. Matir malayla mumad. And not only that, since it's not an official bazin function, they could do it at night, okay? And what it called? Standing up. She'en ahetar hazed din. Because this is not din. It's not law. So well, it's not a bazin. The vikaf nishal mishvuas when darim shabbos. Imayu tzarek shabbos. That's why a person can actually ask to have a shvua or neder released on Shabbos. Because we know a bazin doesn't sit on Shabbos. For instance, let's say the guy made a shvua not to eat this day, and he regrets it, and that day happens to be Shabbos. He can on Shabbos go ahead and try to get released from it. Even if he had the opportunity before Shabbos to get out of his shvua and didn't, areza matir b'Shabbos, he could still do it on Shabbos. Hold the tzorak Shabbos, since in order being matir the shvua will assist him to basically enjoy his Shabbos. Excuse me, halacha zayin. Reuven shishpiel to Shimon the anamim. Okay, let's say Reuven administers a shvua to Shimon, and Shimon answers amen. O kibel ashvua, right? Or he accepts the shvua. Menicham Shimon al shvuaso, right? And Shimon regrets making answering or being mekabel the shvua. The nishalea, and he wants to get released from the shvua. Ematrin lo elab b'nei Reuven shishpiel. So for Shimon to get out of the shvua, the release must take place in front of Reuven, the person who created the shvua, so to speak. V'chein nishba Reuven, let's say Reuven made a shvua, or neder, shavu yen em Shimon. Let's say Reuven made a shvua, that he would not benefit from Shimon at all. O shavu yen obo Shimon, v'nichem, okay, and he regrets it, v'nisha l'chacham, and he asks l'chacham, imater l'avdim ela b'nei Shimon. So he can only be released from a shvua in front of Shimon. Sh'neder menu haniyah, right, that he made a neder, a vow concerning benefiting from him. V'afil ha'ya Shimon katan akum. Right, even if Shimon's a child or a non-Jew, imatir lo el b'fanav, he must be there. Kedei shiye yeda hanidar shehiter zen nidra o shvasa, because the person who made the shvua, so to speak, must be present, must be seeing him and knowledgeable of what's taking place. L'bigak yene mena o yene lo, and therefore, once it's released, he's going to now benefit from him. So that will ultimately soser contradict, ultimately uproot the original shvua. Halacha ches. So it doesn't matter whether the person made a shvua privately or he made a shvua in front of other people. Even if he made a shvua using the shem Hashem, the nicham, and he regrets it, he can always try to get out of the shvua. But let's say he took a shvua based on what other people were thinking, or the das of others. You'll see what that is in a second. El davar mitzvah. He can't get out of the shvua, meaning he'd have to fulfill it, except for a case of mitzvah. Now, what does this mean? Halacha test. Ketzah. Nishba v'tala v'shvuaso v'das rabim. So he made a shvua, and he was relying on other people's intent, shelo yene v'ploni l'olam, that he would never benefit from, let's say, Reuven forever. V'hutzuchu b'nei osa ha'ir, l'lomo Torah, right? But the people, that city, need him to teach Torah, l'misha yom os b'neim, or for a moel, or sh'yizbach lehem, the lo nimsa ella zebelvat, and the only person they can find is this guy. Harizah nisha l'chacham lo shlosh hediotos, right? Then he can ask the chacham or three hediotos to get out of it. Umatir lo shvuaso, those are the mitzvos elu, and then he can go ahead and do those mitzvos. The notos charavos are nashem shishba shalinamem, and then he can take the money, right? And since this guy makes a shvua that he won't be nana from that other guy, but they need that guy. The city needs that guy to go ahead and let's say teach him Torah. So now he's going to get paid for it. So he has to go to the Chacham, because one of the people to Shtarah to is going to be one of those people in the city. He goes to the Chacham can get him out of the Shvua, and then he can accept money from that guy that he promised he wouldn't get any benefit from. Okay. Alacha Yud. Misha Nishba Baloni Yechem HaShvua. So let's say a guy made a Shvua, and he didn't regret a Shvua. Ubala Bezin the Kayan Shvua. So, and he came to Bezin to be Mekayim HaShvua. Now, Imra Ra'uha Dayanim Sheheter Shvua Zo Gorn the Mitzvah. Let's say the Dayanim and investigate. The judges, when they investigate the Shvua, they realize if we get this guy out of the Shvua, this will help him perform a mitzvah. Or let's say improve the relationship between him and his wife, or social cohesion, or basically on the other hand, that if he's mekayim shvua, it's going to cause sin, luktata, or anger. Poskalo pesach, they create a little opening for him to get out of it. The nosim and nosim ibo bedavar, they kind of go back and forth with him, negotiating a bit. And they kind of tell him, like, listen, if you go ahead with this, think about the consequences of your shvua until he regrets it. If he does regret it, no matter how much they put pressure on him, if he doesn't regret it, the amma the merav, and he stays being stubborn, so he has no choice, so to speak, but to go ahead and fulfill the shvua. So the rabbi's going to have an interesting case. Let's just take the third case. So they're all the same, but okay, whatever. Actually, each one's important. Let's say he makes a shvua that he will divorce his wife. That's one. Or he takes a shvua that the Jews will not benefit from his belongings. Or he makes a shvua that he won't eat or meat or drink wine for 30 days. Now, omrim lo. So the dayanim would say as follows. For example, b'ni. Right? So they say to him, and let's say by the first shvua, where he says he's making a shvua to migarish his wife. They say to him, listen, if you go ahead and migarish your wife, what's going to happen? People will start talking about your kids, and they're going to say, why was your, why did this divorce take place? And they're going to call your kids b'nei grusha, and then he's going to marry someone else. Okay, so that's one way to put pressure on him. You made a shvua. This is the second type of pressure. You made a shvua that you won't benefit from the Jew. Excuse me, the Jew can't benefit from your stuff. But maybe tomorrow you'll need the guy. Right? You'll violate the idea of living together with your fellow Jew. So you kind of pressure him that way. Or, if the guy makes a shvua, they won't eat or meat or drink wine for 30 days. You tell the guy, listen, you're really undermining the importance of the regal. Because we know there's an idea, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yonta, which happens through Basar Yayin, and Onik Shabbos also happens through Basar Yayin. Im Amar, Ilu Ha'izi Yudeh Lo Ha'izi Nishba, if he says, you know what, had I known all this, I never would have made the shvua, Matirin Lo, they can get him out of it. But if he says, listen, I know what you're telling me, but I'm not going to change him. I don't regret it. I want to stick to my guns. He's not able to be released from his shvua. Okay, Lachi Beis. One second. Ein poschin benola. Okay. So this is a little trickier. We never want someone to go ahead and make a shvua. All right. And then basically tell him that he can get out of the Shavua because something that did not occur at the time of the Shavua. Sounds complicated, but you'll see the case. Ketza. Nishva shalo yeneh beploni. Let's say a guy makes a Shavua as follows. He says, listen, I'm making a Shavua that I'll never derive any benefit from Reuven. The Nas is Sofer Ir, right? And now Reuven becomes the Sofer of the city. He's the guy who writes tefillin. Hov lo nicham ha-Shavua, so if he did not regret taking the Shavua, we don't give him the opening to try to get the shvua erased. Even if the guy said, listen, had I known from the beginning, I wouldn't have made the shvua, we don't release him from it. He's not regretting it. Because what are you going to say? It's not that he's regretting taking the shvua. Rather, it's that he doesn't want to benefit at all from Reuven, right? And what he really wants is he doesn't want Reuven to become the sofer. That's what he really wants. But let's say he does what he called on his own, he regrets doing this. And then he changed my material law. So the key point is that in this case here, we don't want the Beis Din to nudge him to regret the shvuah. It has to come from his own initiative. Let's say someone makes a shvuah on one thing, okay? And then it's a very strange shvuah. He takes another shvuah, right, that he'll never matir the first shvuah. Okay, so again, he makes a shvuah that he won't do, let's say he won't eat X, and then he makes a second shvuah that he'll never release himself from that first shvuah. And then v'nichem, and then he regrets it. So then he first has to ask that the second shvuah be released, and then he can go back once he gets the second one released to go take care of the first one. Let's say he makes a shvuah that he won't speak to Reuven. Let's say he says, and if I ever come, right, to try and release the shvuah I made about never talking to Reuven, right, and if that gets matured, if I go ahead and do that and I release myself from that shvuah, a second shvuah will kick in automatically that I'll never drink wine forever. And then he regrets making this type of shvuah. Then he first has to release himself on the first shvuah about not speaking to Reuven. And then he can focus on the second one. Because you can't matir a neder or shvuah that hasn't taken place yet. Therefore, let's say in the month of Nisan, he says, right, let's say he says, in the month of Nisan, I'm not going to eat meat for 30 days, and this will start, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then Benichem, he regrets it. He cannot release himself from the Shvuah until the month of Iyar starts. Let's say he makes a Shvuah that he will not benefit from Reuven. And not only that, he will not benefit from the Chacham who released him from the Shvuah. He'd have to get released from the first, and then from the second. Now, Nishba Shalo Yen Eloploni, let's say he makes a shvuah that he'll never benefit from Reuven, Verihu Nazir, right? And that he'll become a Nazir in Yishal Shvuazu if he tries to release himself from the shvuah. Yishal Shvuah Sotchila, so first he has to get out of the original shvuah, and then Barachach Al Nizirasa, then from his of the shvuah being a Nazir, and all cases like that. Okay, two more halachas, and we'll finish up for today. Halachah Yen Zayin. Shvuah Shalo Ochal Hayom. Okay, shvuah shelo ochal hayom, shvuah shelo ochal hayom. Now, this wasn't an error in the Rambam's writing. A person makes three shvuahs. He says, I'm making a shvuah I'm not going to eat today. I'm making a shvuah I'm not going to eat today. I'm making a shvuah I'm not going to eat today. Oh, sh'amar akiko zu shvuah shelo ochlena, shvuah shelo ochlena, shvuah shelo ochlena. Or same thing by the loaf. I make a shvuah I'm not going to eat it. Shvuah I'm not going to eat it. V'nishal shvuah rishon abhutra. And all he asks is on the first shvuah to be released, right? Or is a chayim mishum shvuah shnia. He's still bound by the second shvuah, even though it's the same exact shvuah. And if he gets released from the second, he's chayim in the third. Nishal ashlishes bofad. Let's say he only asks about the third. Chayim mishum mishona shniya. He's still bound by the first two. Nishal ashniya chayim mishum mishona. If he asks to be released from the second, he's chayim in the first and the third ashlishes. Im kain ma amru ein shvuah chal ashvuah. But what does it mean to say that one shvuah is not chal on a shvuah? Sheim lo nishal va'achla ein chayim el achas chamash miyana. That's only so far as chiyuv is concerned. Meaning, if he only got redeemed from one and he ate that loaf, he'd only get one punishment. But that doesn't mean that, That doesn't mean that they're not three separate shvuas. They still exist as three separate shvuas. Okay, finally, lach yurchas. Mishin ishma shvuas bitoy lahava. Let's say a guy makes a shvua about the future, but shikir mishvuasa. And what does he do? He violates the shvua. Kigon, shin ishma shal yochal pasu. He says, he makes a shvua, he's not going to eat this bread, but achla, right? And he eats it. The achash achla, and after he eats it, kodem shiyavi korbano, right? Before he brings the korban, okay? Imeya shogeg, if he was shogeg, o kodem shiyoka, before he gets his makos, imeya mezid. Nichem, at that point, he has regret. V'nishol achacham, he asks a chacham, v'tirlo. And the chacham gets him out of it. Hariza potem in the korban and makos. Not only that, v'lo od ela afilu kafsu lokos, right? Even if they tie him up, ready to give him makos, v'nishol, he says, wait. I want to get out of my yeshua. They tiru lo and they matir him. Kodum shaskil lakoso. I raise the potter. He'd be potter for the sheker, the shvua sheker. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Parak Zion tomorrow.